to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the amazing Gary Richard Arnold. Probably knows more, I have him right up there with some of the top people I've ever met in my life. Knowing more about the deep state, which is very evident now in the hearings yesterday with Adam Schiff, and I've changed the last two letters of his name from FF to TT, because that's what he's full of. Nancy Pelosi, who back in March kind of swore that she wanted to have bipartisan support as they proceeded with even an investigation to start a impeachment. At the moment the man, Donald Trump, got elected, they started impeachment hearings with Russiagate and other gates. Now they got Ukrainagate. These people are clinically insane, and actually they are so incompetent. When I hear the comments after I listen to Levine, who's a geopolitical genius on constitutional law, and he went into his typical, I've got Hebrew-Jewish blood. He went into a Hebrew-Jewish rant, which is, I find really funny and informative about how funny this is of these people, these two State Department officials trying to think that they invented State Department attitude and law or policy, when in fact it originates with the executive branch and the president. I mean, these people have an attitude of they don't like the fact that they're not the president. It's like, excuse me. They need to shut up and do their job and otherwise be fired and go off and retire or do something else, maybe flip hamburgers in a joint or write books that maybe nobody wants to read. It's funny, mind-boggling that Adam Schiff and the people are still hiding this guy, which, by the way, a few weeks ago you exposed C.R. Kamala, who is actually this so-called deep state agent working for Clapper, Brennan, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all the other maniacs from the demon left. It's mind-boggling. We have the demon right, too, by the way. People like, a lot of these people you reviewed just last on Tuesday, we went over a whole list of demon rat counterparts of the right called the GOP. I called them Republic Raps. Do you like that, Republic Rap?
They're the same animal,
They just have different skin color. They have different shape claws and different shape.
And the head of an elephant at the other.
Yeah, exactly. They're a different beast, but they're still a beast. How's that?
Yeah.
So I'd like you to go through what do you want to talk about today? Let's start because we got so much to cover, and so much. To be honest with you, I'm converting most of my shows into comedy routines because some of the stuff is so over the top. For example, the demon rats pushing infanticide and even AOC saying you have to start eating people and babies, that even first trimester abortionists to work out every day in abortuaries wouldn't do third trimester, but the demon rats want to have not only late-term abortions but infanticide and eating people. I mean, this is like a movie, like a miniseries like The Day of the Living Dead. It's like, I have to take my TV anti-nauseans to turn on even Fox News. It's disgusting. This is not even humane.
This is what the witch doctors did when they first came out of the caves, and that scene in, 2001 or whatever it was, with the apes, pounding on drums and killing. I mean, these rituals by witch doctors of killing your children as a ritual comes from that satanic bad side of man. I mean, we're all good and bad, unfortunately.
Actually not man. Let me explain, okay? I call them people of clay and iron. This is my ministry. It's called clayandiron.com. Man, by his very nature, is a good being, and he is indwelt by the spirit of the Creator God, who does right. This is Adam and Eve before they fell. The nature of good is to do God and add an extra O. Now, when you empty yourself of goodness, you decide for yourself with your ego, which is the start of all evil, starts with ego. The most egotistical, narcissistic being in the universe is Lucifer, the most intelligent created being in the universe, but he's narcissistic and he's suicidal because he's going to die, and he will be, even after billions or trillions of years, he's going to be annihilated real soon. People don't know this, do they? And he's a transgalactic menace to not only the human race, but probably beings across a very wide cosmos. What people need to understand, evil doesn't originate in human beings. Evil is transdimensional and exoplanetary. It's all through the Bible. It's through the Bhagavad Gita. the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, the Urantia book, every ancient book from every shaman on Earth deals with these beings from other worlds and other transdimensional places that indwelt and avatar the human cortex and mind to create evil. Evil is not originating in the human nature. It's not our nature to be evil. We are indwelt and allow evil to enter us like a bacterial or viral pathogen. These are what are called thought pathogens. Think of it as a thought pathogen.
I actually blame God for some of this.
You don't blame
Christ
God. Let me explain.
What Jesus Christ gave us in the Our Father is deliver us from evil. You know, don't lead us into temptation. He gave us the choice.
No.
It is our choice.
Let me explain. Let me give you a little explanation of that so you don't blame God, okay? We're not automatons. We're not made to be cybots in a spiritual realm so we can be little automatons for the Creator. We have to, if we're going to be eventually God-like, we have to have freedom of choice. We can actually, and you see, God's a gentleman. He doesn't tell us what we have to believe. In fact, if we want to just desire to be annihilated, it's our choice. See, the Creator of the universe is God. He's also the destroyer. It's not Satan. It's not the transdimensional beings from the star system, Alpha Draconis, or the Chitahuri, or whatever the hell they call themselves in different parts of the world. It is we choose, and most of the time people choose out of the points of ignorance, or they get fake religion or fake politics. For example, fake politics is on the left or right, fake religions in every religion on earth, including transhumanism, Judaism, Christianity, whatever. Evil is penetrated in every.
You're right. You know, if we didn't have free will, we'd just be like the rest of the animals. And because we're in the image of God that can choose and decide, He's given us, a great deal of freedom. And so,
I'll tell you the reason why we have to have freedom
or experience to make the right choices.
I'll tell you why we have to have freedom. Okay, and we talked about this with Ken Kleinman. He's, he's very busy lately, so he's not back. But here's the basic thing. The human race, along with all the other created, super beings of the past of the universe, we call them angels, and the word angel just means messenger, were the created beings they call the Elohim. We are actually part of the Elohim. It's actually stated even by Jesus. Didn't you also know that you are Elohim? He actually told us to the Jews that they're Elohim. In other words, they're gods. Did you know that you and I are like a little god, like a son or daughter of the Creator God? We're actually little gods. That's why we have freedom of choice. We are Elohim. It's not... Elohim isn't God like the Father. He's one. We are Elohim. And he says, you shall create them in your image. In other words, we're in the image of the Elohim, which is our pre-Adamic state in the spiritual realm. Now, what's happened is, in our world, we are getting to a culmination. This is the end of the secular age. This secular age is ending where demon rats, Democrats, have gone over the edge and want socialism, communism, and godless transhumanism. The Republicans want globalism, but their version, they want the Matrix. In fact, the Matrix isn't coming from Beijing or Scotland or Johannesburg. It's coming from Colorado Springs and the U.S. government and the intel agencies, which are entirely occult. Every intel agency on the planet under Project Omega was conceived by the Thule Society of Nazi Germany. There's a mini-series on television that talks about, an alternative reality where the Nazis didn't lose the war. They won. Well, to be honest with you, the Nazis didn't lose the war, the Second World War. Because although a lot of the Nazis and Germans die, including death camps for the Russians, the Nazi intel agencies, including the space program and all the intel agencies that control the OSS and later the CIA and NSA, which are the central control of all of the intel agencies on the planet, are Nazi Germans, which are Thule occultists. Did you know that? Every single agency on Earth, whether it's MI5, MI6, Canadian Security Intelligence, Brazilian GRU in Russia, are druidic occultists. Did you know that?
I want to tell you how much on course we are.
Does that make sense? Let me tell you this.
Yeah. It was Jerry Voorhees, the man that Prescott Bush kicked out of office, that wrote a book called Beyond Victory. I had a house person here for a short time. That book disappeared this morning. I was able to find it on Amazon under $10, which is utterly amazing because it was written
called by Jerry Voorhees? It's called Beyond Victory? Let me pull it
up. Yes, Beyond Victory. He was a congressman from Orange County that said no matter who wins the war, the cartelization of Europe is confirmed. And that's exactly what happened, because you had Prescott Bush supporting Hitler and supporting the Allies, and they didn't care. They wanted the chaos. They wanted the creation out of chaos. But Jerry Voorhees ended
up... V-O-R-H-E-S, right?
V-O-O-R-H-E-S from Orange County. And you'll go back and you'll see pictures of Prescott Bush adjusting Richard Nixon's hat as he anoints him to be the substitute for Democratic Jerry Voorhees. Voorhees got pushed to the left. He was wise to the Federal Reserve. He was pushing credit unions and things like that, and he finally got tangled.
It says, by the way, I went into the Jerry Voorhees, V-O-O-R-H-I-S.
Yes.
Beyond Victory, it says paperback is currently unavailable.
On Amazon, I picked up one for under $10, and I think they had a few others.
You must have got one of the last ones. You can go elsewhere, too. You can go to eBay and elsewhere. I'll find one. Anyway, I want you to continue, because Voorhees, he probably kind of talked about these things, right?
Well, again, it was Richard Nixon in 1948, together with Hubert Humphrey and all the rest of them, voting for a world government. I mean, it was a congressional resolution. So those people that think Nixon was hardcore, or even, you know, the guy got thrown into, you know, jail. I can't think of his name right now. He used to be on Alex Jones a bunch. You know, I was pro-Nixon, but, you know, there are people, both sides, all of us are driven into camps in which we're trained to, you know, walk out there and punch like a cockfight, like a bunch of chickens, because we have, you know, these differences. They come at us, and our only ability to respond is to respond in kind, but it's not. The response is not generated by us. It's generated by the manipulators that control both sides. And both sides, Voorhees, Ida Tarbell, who wrote, you know, the exposés of...
And by the way, I did find it on... I did find it over on...
A lot of these people that ended up in the Communist Party had legitimate complaints, but they force you into one group or another so that they control both sides.
Right, I found it, by the way, in hardcover, available. It's pre-owned, $29.99 over on eBay by Jerry Voorhees. V-O-R-H-I-S.
Beyond Victory? That's terrific. You know, any researcher out there should have that. I mean, there's quotes in there. Unfortunately, somebody got through my library, and it's...
What year was printed off? This actually says hardcover.
I believe it was printed in 1944. I think it's probably written.
You're absolutely
in 42.
Correct. 1944. I couldn't believe it. I thought, this guy's now. Obviously, he was probably inside the secret orders. Now, people may not want to hear this, because often I get the typical complaint I have from people, especially listen to, say, Deborah Tavares, who just mainly reads and doesn't want me to talk, but she's going to. Every one of my co-hosts got to know. I am going to insert comments which supports you. I am going to periodically pontificate. If you don't like that, don't listen. But you're going to hear more information that's going to cross-corroborate with my brilliant guests like yourself and anybody. So I didn't know about this book. I've heard about it before, but I haven't read it. But people need to start understanding.
Well, you consider when he wrote it, you know, Hitler was really winning 42.
Well,
you know, he had conquered France, he had conquered Belgium.
When do you think Hitler died?
Barbarossa was just started, and he called it. And exactly what he predicted, it ended up with the European Union, which is the goal of the conspiracy. It was the goal that was infused into Hitler. It was the goal that was infused to the Allies through the American Committee for a United Europe, which included the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Dulles brothers and other people, Colonel House and other people that historians would come to mind.
Let me insert a comment here that I think will fit exactly with what you just said. People need to understand the actual creation and funding of Adolf Hitler was designed to create the superstate Europe, which was managed by the CFR, by the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, the United Nations under the British and Americans, and the Eighth Kingdom under the British, It's all by design. In fact, Adolf Hitler died in 1986 in Chile, didn't he?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So, please continue. So, Pete, you asked on the break, why don't they take out Deagle? Well, there's four reasons, basically. And the first reason is, number one, if you have high enough profile, you have allies that will not cross red lines. In other words, I have people inside the military, let's say SEALs or whoever, they'll do some things, like they'll kill some people if they're ordered, but they won't cross the red line to kill their mama, their brother, or go to their hometown. Number two, they need to understand if they bring it, I'm going to bring it back in a level of violence with technology they can't even imagine. And number three, I have what's called spiritual warfare technology, radionic technology, I call the prayer wheel, that I can do things in the spiritual realm that most people, even wizards, don't understand. And the fourth thing is people, this is something that people need to start getting the grasp at. If you're not fearless and not afraid to die, or you're fearless and not afraid to die, you're going to survive. You're likely to survive. And I learned this from the Delta Force and Special Op almost 30 years ago, that if you're fearful and unprepared and you're not super trained and ready to engage and not be fearful of dying, you're more likely to survive. But if you're fearful and quivering and kind of unsure of your footing and that, hey, I could die, you're going to freaking die. So you have to be fearless and you have to have all these other skill sets, including ability to fight legally, pro se litigant, which is why my course, Pro Se Litigant course, How to Win in Court. I can go to the International Court of Justice, file pro se litigant actions. I'm going to do some on aspartame and Splenda and these other toxic foods. In the next few months, I'm going to be filing pro se litigant actions over that. And also in the climate control issue, where they just approved about this hockey stick garbage, because we had Mr. Mann actually pushing it. We've had experts on my show over the years. I was one of the charter founding members of Greenpeace 50 years ago and an oceanographer. I have creds. And guess what? If I get in the court of justice or I file legal actions, and people need to do a pro se, part of our biggest problem is the damn legal profession. The legal profession are all occultists, even if they don't admit it. The Bar Association is an occult organization in 57 nations, including even Russia and China, and nations that don't even speak English, Hispanic nations. The Bar Association means the British Authorized Registry. It's an occult, luciferic organization. People don't know that. Every court in Earth, in the First and Second World, is an occultic organization on the template of the British Authorized Registry. Did you know that?
Well, we could sure use a referral up here in Santa Cruz. We've got two elected incumbent supervisors
right.
that have threatened both the property and the lives of the Grange that was providing a hall for
What I want people to do is take... I can't do everybody's legal action. I want them to kind of be inspired. If they call me, I'll tell them, get the course. We're going to have Dr. Fred Graves back on the program to do some segments and some videos. But if you just go to my hyperlink, which is at the bottom of my shop by products, you need to get that course. It's $250. You can even get a group of people together and each pay $25 so 10 people can do the course. And when you finish, you get a certificate that shows you know what the heck to do, whether it's file it to your county court, state court, federal court, International Court of Justice. And because you're a citizen, you can't be disbarred. You actually apply, and when you file your legal actions, you have to apply like you're already appealing to a higher court, which drives the judges and the people involved nuts. Because, you see, the rules of evidence in court are shorter than the rules of baseball or any sport. And that
you've got an angry guest today, and I'll tell you a couple reasons why. We talk about a book that was written by John Milkovich, and he wrote it about Robert Mueller as the errand boy of the New World Order. And he goes into Whitey Bulger and Pan Am 103, BCCI, Ruby Ridge, 9/11, anthrax, the surveillance state, all this stuff. He was defeated in the recent election in Louisiana. The biggest contributors were, again, the fifth column of the Republican Party.
Right.
And if I'm getting this wrong, I was told that the conservative Cajun caucus or whatever was one of the major contributors. They were supposed to get back to me sometime today. But some of these so-called conservatives consist of Irving Kristol, Council on Foreign Relations, CIA. He put up together in Britain a magazine called Encounter to support the Fabian Socialist Party. They also have William F. Buckley, Skull and Bones, 2025 to 2008, is one of their is one of their guys. Financial supporters. They got Charles and David Koch, and again the Heritage Foundation and Cato Foundation. These are the people that are destroying, you know, our republic, and destroyed this one, you know, Democratic state legislator that put out something that no Republican, conservative, you know, Fox News, anybody else that just skins Mueller alive, showing his background and his deviousness. And I encourage people to buy that book. It's called Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John Milkovich.
Let me give you, Milkovich, how would you spell it? M-I-L-K.
Like milk.
O-V-I-T-C-H.
K-O-V-I-C-H. John Milkovich.
V-I-C-H. V-I-C-H.
Robert Mueller. Get that book. Support this guy. I'm encouraging him to put it in a tabloid format.
Let me pull it up. Robert Milkovich, right?
What?
Robert Milkovich. Okay, now, let me raise an issue here that I want you to respond to. The Jack, you know, whatever, that were actually in the presentation of the Star Witnesses yesterday, and I was impressed with Jordan. This guy was like an intellectual and verbal minigun, asking tough questions to these morons. And they were stymied. And he asked them, was there anything that they did that indicated it was an impeachable offense? And both these morons, both Kent and Taylor, couldn't friggin' answer. What I find amazing is we got Adam Schiff trying to interrupt, well, the last 20, 30 seconds of the statement by Jordan. And it was obvious to me that these people have now literally put, so they got body bombs on the Democrats. And they let this moron Schiff, who's actually mentally ill. Obviously, the guy is demonically possessed. And so is Hillary Clinton, so is, Nancy Pelosi and all these morons like AOC. I call her one without a cortex. These people are suicidal because the average decent person, it doesn't matter what your previous party affiliation is, Democrat, Republican, whatever, independent, you're going to look at this and you're going to say, what? Just like after, Russiagate. I mean, this blew up in their face when they asked questions for Mueller. He didn't even know about all kinds of stuff that's supposed to be in his report.
Well, when you come back from our next break, I'm going to tell you the second reason for my anger.
Well, we got another 6 minutes, so go ahead. You got time. Go ahead now.
Jordan and his three or four offices, including his D.C. office, of how he is being isolated and prevented from getting access to data. And I'll tell you, very deliberate, and this has happened within the last 90 minutes, and the people need to know this.
Right.
But I'll wait till the break. We got
time. We actually are going to have we have enough time here actually to.
Okay, let me go.
We have another 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Before we go to the break,
as you know, I've got all kinds of stuff about Ed Buck, Ted Lieu, Eric Swalwell with his secret societies, all of this type of stuff, all the information on Leon Panetta giving actually military and policy information to the enemy. None of this stuff has ever been brought up. I called their Washington, D.C. office and talked to Anthony, who's taking the calls.
Right.
And I gave him not as loud and as emphatic as I'm doing now. I was more reasonable. I'm kind of angry now.
Yeah, but why be reasonable? You know, you're doing what I do.
Anthony.
You're doing what I do, Gary. You know what I call it? We're not education, and this is called shockucation. We take 4,000-volt intellectual paddles, and not on their chest to give them a cardiac resuscitation. We put it on their temple to wake up their brain and their cortex. Because if people don't wake up to this, and we're talking about the left and the right, or just caught in the matrix of this stuff, For example, and I don't agree with the Jehovah's Witnesses that they don't want it. You shouldn't vote because he's either side or bad. We need to educate our politicians. That's why I'm working hard to get in touch with Trump, because although Trump does say 60% really good stuff, he's either led by idiots or he's confused himself, or he operates the presidency like a game show, and the fourth contestant has an opinion he thinks he sort of agrees with, although he doesn't have any knowledge or understanding of it, and he goes ahead with it, whether it's putting dirty water into frack zones in Northern California that can cause earthquakes, or giving genetically modified food, or pushing with Mick Mulvaney 5G network, which is toxic as hell to human biology and animals and insects. So we're going to end up with a vile harvest that destroys crops and insects and people.
Well, these guys are, each congressman, just like the intelligence communities, they're cut off from the rest, the Beltway itself. I mean,
right.
It's just constant communication. I talked to first name is Anthony, and I went through it emphatically, giving, some credentials. I've won, a contested primary for assembly and state senate and Congress, and been a lobbyist in Washington. I was a lobbyist in Washington in the 60s at 300 East Independence Street. I could throw shoot an arrow and almost
right.
hit the steps of the Capitol building
right.
and, go another block and hit the White House. I've been all
right.
around there.
Right.
But this guy is supposed to be taking, absorbing information. And I've made it, emphatic in all the information I know. And I said, can you give me back my website address? He could not.
Right.
I mean, it was total waste of my time. He's taking people on as if they are anybody and everybody from those complaining on one side or the other. He did not have the ability to distinguish vital information that Jim Jordan can use to cut. Jim Jordan is great because he's showing that they are styrofoam attacks on Trump. But if he doesn't have the facts where he can go back and cut these bastards that are lying at like hell at the knees, Jim Jordan can only go so far. I called his Lima office. Nobody answered. I left a message. I called his Norwalk office, and it's disconnected. Can you believe Jim Jordan is disconnected? Has a disconnected office at this stage of the
right.
coup d'état? I finally reached Bukhira's office, and
right.
there was a lady who was a good connect. She said, thank you very much. She said, I'll look at that website myself or whatever. But how many people out there would just stop at this Anthony? He might
right.
as well be, one of those robotic answering things. He didn't pick up or even save, the email address or the website. And so
right.
this is the top guy. This is the best guy. And you and I know, we've been talking about this for years, we got
right.
cutting information that could destroy it. The Atlantic Council, the fact that the contact between the Ukraine and Jim Jordan's office. I encourage any people out there that have any access to anybody on the Intelligence Committee, including these
right.
Democrats. I can't get on the website the so-called Republican or conservative organizations in those districts enable me to send them our website, news-expose.org, I ask your listeners to go to that and judge for themselves whether this is important enough information for Jim Jordan and the rest of the Intelligence Committee to get. And, my guess, if they got synapses working, they would conclude this is important information to be used, at will or where appropriate. But these guys are being cut off. Even the people we're cheering that are, breaking up, like I said, they're styrofoam swords. We need to go after the conspiracy, the enemy. And you and I have that, and we've been broadcasting that for several years. We got the best.
Should understand here is that most of the people that are doing alternative radio or videos do not go as far as we do they?
No, most of them analyze. They're not aggressive. They don't go on the forward. They don't go on the attack. They don't go after or name the bastards that are part of the conspiracy. What they do is try to conclude that what they're doing is bad.
They also want to push you to one side or the other. In other words, they want to balkanize and tribalize you. What I want is detribalize America so we understand what the issues are.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Okay, we have Gary. Gary got all excited. You're on a roll, Gary. I want you to continue. You were talking about some things on the break. You mentioned about Jim Jordan. I've got his book actually coming. Believe it or not, it's going to be delivered in Kindle next June. It's called Promises Kept, How Trump Conservatives Keep Winning in Spite of It All. Jim Jordan was the kind of the primary guy who just recently put on the Intel Committee that actually disemboweled the so-called witnesses, Taylor and Kent, It was unbelievably funny. The list of questions, this guy is like, whoa, man. You are like, he's firing questions at him like a minigun. Bump, 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 bump. And you can tell this guy Taylor's an arrogant SOB. He couldn't answer them. He was like stymied. He was there sitting in his arrogant with this little drooly face like, whoa, man. And I'm thinking, you guys are disgusting. Why is anybody, including the government, hiring you? I mean, it's honest, isn't it? It's weird, isn't it, these people? And they even use the term they're Republicans. No, they're not. They're Republicraps. They're full of it, aren't they? And people have to understand there's a lot of people even surrounding Trump. Nikki Haley just fingered Tillerson and Kelly as being guys trying to attack Trump. And Tillerson said, no, I didn't try to attack. Look, I don't necessarily like Nikki Haley because I think she's made crazy statements over at the United Nations. But my God, if she's going to say these guys are targeting him, it doesn't surprise me. Look at the husband of the White House female representative, Donald Trump. This guy looks like some kind of cartoon character.
If people care about a two-party system, they need to support an opposition. The opposition, he ran against, after Paul Ryan, who's been a globalist and connected with the Skull and Bones and et cetera, endorsed Kevin McCarthy, belongs to the Rockefeller Rip-On Society. People out there, if you don't know about the Rip-On Society, you're just spinning your wheels. It's like the mainstream Republicans. Anyway, there was a contest for minority leader, and Kevin McCarthy got 159 votes, and Jordan, the guy we like, the guy we saw fighting, got 43 votes. Kevin McCarthy is part of Rockefeller's Rip-On Society, even though he's playing the game now because of his constituency. Right now, I can't get to these various congressmen's constituencies, the Republican Central Committees or the various Republican, Libertarian, Conservative groups because of Wikipedia and the censorship. If they had the information that Dr. Deagle and I have, they would be able to come out with iron tools instead of, bamboo and sticks. We've got the information. We've got the knowledge. Never give a dime to the National Republican Committee, which is working against Trump, even though they show big pictures of him smiling together with his beautiful wife. Do not give them a dime.
I got Wikipedia up right now. American, okay. let's see. Jim Jordan. I hope this is the right Jim Jordan. I have a feeling it's a different Jim Jordan. It talks
Put a Jim Jordan, American politician. You'll get it.
Yeah.
I encourage people, to do that. None of these guys are, of course, perfect. Nunes, who's really turned out great. Matriculated through the Republican Party.
Oh, my God, look at this.
Regular stuff.
Now, he's a congressman from Florida, right?
Yeah, he's great.
You know what it says? The page, Congressman Jim Jordan, Florida, does not exist. You can ask for it to be created. Did you know it doesn't exist? The one they list here is American politician retrieved, born in February 28th, 2014.
Oh, yeah, no, this is... James Daniel Jordan, born February 17th, 1964. Jordan is a founding member of the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, I know that.
He knows what the hell's going on. This is a guy. This is a guy you need to send the money to or the Freedom Caucus so they can give it to the right guys. It was a Republican globalist that destroyed the man, the only man that put out the book exposing Robert Mueller, in which Dr. Deagle and myself have promoted to you, and that guy was defeated by $500,000 by the globalist Republicans, even though his book was the best supporting evidence to help and defend Donald Trump. You can't give it to the mechanism of the Republican Party. California's Republican Party is basically run by Leon Panetta, who collaborated with a communist spy, for Christ's sakes. There's like three or four Republicans that are worthwhile. I think one guy in Tahoe, of course, Nunes, and a couple were, treading water in between. Daryl Issa actually was one of the wealthiest congressman in the United States, and he was playing, you know, patty cake with the Rockefeller guys, because that's, the high class, the very rich kind of stick together. It's not always a decision. They just kind of do their country club crap. And not all of these guys are bad, but make sure you go to a Republican Central Committee, get the information out that we have on news-expose.org, and insist that any member of your, if any of your Republican congresspeople belong to Main Street Republicans or the Ripon Society, that they quit today. If they're going to be globalists, they should call themselves globalists. They're not moderate Republicans. They're not, any of this other type of stuff. They're working with a conspiracy for a North American union, plain and simple. And right. If they don't do that, don't give them a goddamn dime. Send it to the Freedom Caucus. And like we mentioned in this program, it was a Democratic state legislator that put out the goods and Robert Mueller that no other Republican with, Rush Limbaugh or Hannity or anybody else put out or promoted. I must say that the John Birch Society had no aversion to making that book available. So I congratulate them for that. We all have our, pluses and minuses. But that's certainly a plus that you can overcome, party politics and look at the facts.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? No, I want people to understand where we're going now, and this is what I see happening over the next year. It's laced up. I'm not going to give timeline, total timelines or when the events are going to happen, but a few markers I call signposts. So the first thing is, next October of 2020 is World ID. The following month, November, is the U.S. election. We have the timeline that the Iran state, they're going to enrich uranium to weapons grade, and the Israelis said they're going to bomb the Bashar reactor. We have American abandonment of the Kurds, who can't even have travel visas to get across to Bashar al-Assad of Syria. And we have Turkey, who's now managing the oil wells. I don't know why we actually are putting in American personnel and tanks and armored personnel carriers up to the oil well area. They used to be managed by the Kurds. They're being driven out of there, and what are they protecting oil for? Are they going to protect it so the Turks can get the damn oil? I don't understand this. This is like insane policy by Donald Trump. I don't know who's advising him, but they're a moron. And so is Trump, by the way. Now, if he gets our advice, he wouldn't do this stupid stuff. Russia's laughing their head off because they've got now taken over our air base. Turkey's taken over the oil fields in northern Syria, which, by the way, used to be given by Saddam Hussein to Syria in place of a transition of a corridor to go to the Euphrates River for the Iraqis. And well, now we've got a situation where Israel's in grave danger, so they're now actually hitting inside Gaza rocket attacks, which are very accurate rockets, not just Scud type. They can hit inside Israel, and there's been Israelis hit. We've had 90% of them knocked up with Iron Dome, which, by the way, we pay for. We pay for the Israelis to research these new technologies. And the Israelis are actually going to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor, which is going to create a radiation cloud much worse than even Fukushima, which will cross Central Asia, cross over Indonesia and southern China, and then cross, of course, Japan, and eventually we're in the tailpipe of the damn thing, multiple times around the Earth before it precipitates its rain and whatever. We have the banks have decided within the last week or so to cut off the funding, so farmers in South America, they're on riots now. They can't plant crops for 2020. We have the repo market ready to pop, that they've expanded loans from 24 hours to 72 hours and now up to 2 weeks, and the interest rates have gone up to 8 to 10%. And they don't have the money to fund these repos, which keeps banks floating.
Well, the other thing with geo-national politics, you look at the Soviet Union, which should be the most natural ally of the United States. I mean, they got the Orthodox Church. They had the distortion. Their only distortion and perversion came from New York City and London with, Karl Marx and Trotsky. But they're looking at, the communist Chinese the Soviet Union is, what, 100? I think they lost 30 million people in their population just because. But you're looking at 180 million people versus billions of people in Red China. They are not natural allies. It's the Rothschild NATO and European Union that wants to pick off like crows, and the United States globalists want to pick off like crows what's left of the Soviet Union, which is more nationalistic and has more culture than the imposed Nazi and Soviet Union socialist systems that were generated and copied at the University of Chicago by Marshall Field and Rockefeller, of whom Nelson Rockefeller founded the Ripon Society, which there's 40 members of Republicans that are working against Trump and destroying individuality in the Constitution of the United States. It's outrageous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I see happening is I think all these converging things are in the near future, the next number of months or years. And there's several things I see coming. Number one, I see world economic chaos, famine, and whether it's 2020 or 2024, I see the demon rats or the Rhino Republicans taking over the government. I don't see the one emerging that's going to replace Trump in 2024, because I think Trump's going to get reelected if he doesn't have a serious health crisis from the being impeached by the Diet Coke in his right hand. He's not going to be impeached by Pelosi. He's going to be impeached by the Diet Coke he's drinking. He's the fattest president
since
William Howard Taft.
This is like all the
Julius
Caesar at Brute. At Brute, you know?
Brute, exactly. But the Brute part is that his diet and his stress levels, and the man only sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night sleep, but that's okay if you're getting good nutrients. And I know one of my anti-aging colleagues is actually his doctor. But if they're permitting him to drink diet drinks all the time, which converts to aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, it converts to diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, methyl alcohol, and he's working these hours and traveling all over the country, and he's getting so stressed because he's putting up with this. See, if I was president or advising him, I would immediately delicense all these media. I would jail people like Adam Schiff and these other people like Nancy Pelosi.
Soros.
They wouldn't be in politics.
Get rid of Soros.
They would immediately be taken away as a coup. They'd be gone. They'd be on in orange jumpsuits. They wouldn't
well,
have
Congress should
or,
end dual well. Citizenship today. I mean, when John F. Kennedy ran for office, he made it real clear. He wasn't, influenced or taking orders from the Vatican. And this should be true of the Zionists. It should be true of, Episcopalians from England, with all their ties to their countries, I don't mind their adopting their culture, but they should not be a dual citizen. No dual citizens for America. You either believe in the Constitution, and that's your first loyalty, or you don't get to vote. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. And the worst is dual citizenship between here and Israel. Now, the same thing, by the way, goes in Russia. Most people don't realize that up to half of the citizens of Israel are actually citizens of Russia. Did you know that?
You look at the racial movements and all that other type of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's not just race. The problem is they're coming in there. They're dual citizens, and a quarter of the citizenry of Israel is American. They're dual American Israeli citizens.
And there's no American that's predictive because of their origin, their religion, or their culture. Every person out there has their own choice to be American, understand the Constitution, and accept the freest country they have ever had access to.
Yeah, well, that freedom could disappear in a vapor cloud if things continue going the way they're going. Thank you, Gary. We need to do some video wraps this weekend. Back in a moment.
Thanks, Doc. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Greg Ford is up, our intel agent. We got lots to talk about. Jack Ryan, Series 2, Season 2, with nukes in Venezuela, and much, much more, the deaths of Americans in northern Mexico.